All right, representing state of Massachusetts is Caroline Colarusso. Caroline, come on up and join us. Representing Massachusetts, the Bee Gees had a great song about your state. How are you doing?
It's a great state.
It's a beautiful state. Thank you for being with us. Let's get your PowerPoint going here.
Okay.
All right, explain these boxes, please.
Okay, so my name is Caroline Colarusso. I'm running for Congress.
Oh, you're running for U.S. Congress.
I'm running for Congress.
All right.
And I'm running against Nancy Pelosi's replacement, Congresswoman Catherine Clark. I was a candidate also in 2020, so I have standing both in 2020 and I have standing in 2022. In 2020, my campaign and others filed a lawsuit. We simply challenged one issue: the constitutionality of mail-in voting. Our constitution, oldest in the nation, says when you vote, you can only vote absentee on the three strict provisions: incapacitated, out of state, or religious holiday. The legislature, rather than instituting a constitutional amendment, by a simple majority vote, changed the way we voted under the guise of COVID. They did it again permanently just last month. So we filed a lawsuit. It was squashed, as I'm sure many have said up here today. But I am also a retired postmaster from the United States Postal Service. I spent almost 28 years there. So the first slide that you see, we were told by folks on the inside that said, hey, these ballot applications are coming back in massive numbers. This is what they look like. They have a return service requested. And you need to know about this. The first report we got was there was in excess of 500,000 return to sender ballot applications.
500,000.
In excess. The first report. The Postal Service has 25 reasons why any given piece of mail is undeliverable, from deceased to moved. The most recent report that we have is the number is north of 700,000. Now, when you mail out 4.6 million ballot applications, and from my years of experience, when you have a rejection rate that high, you have a really bad mailing list. And we've asked the Secretary of State to quantify the number of ballot applications that were returned to sender. He will not quantify them. I believe the reason he won't quantify that number is because it's a direct correlation to the condition of our voter rolls, which are poor. There are two federal laws that mandate the Secretary of State to maintain those voter rolls. I do not believe our voter rolls are being maintained, and that's why we have, I don't know about you, but I watched Sesame Street growing up, and I learned how to count by that purple guy, the count. All he has to do is count the number of trays, which contain X amount of mail pieces, to give us a number. We want to know how many. More alarming than that, in 2022, we're being told again, they're coming back for bad addresses in big numbers. And that's a huge problem in Massachusetts.
What about now we see the post office is going to get a whole mail-in division last week?
I'm not comfortable. I spent, as a senior manager there, over 27 years. I'm not comfortable with the mail-in voting, not because of the ability of the Postal Service, but rather, there's no chain of custody, okay? I called the Secretary of State. We contacted them last week, and we said, we want copies of every undeliverable is addressed postcard for 2022. Do you know what they told us? They used a third-party vendor. Where is the darn chain of custody on these ballot applications? There are massive problems in the birthplace of freedom, which is Massachusetts, which is where I'm from. And because we have so few electoral votes, it doesn't always get the scrutiny that it deserves. And our elections are being held in the back rooms of bureaucrats instead of under the watchful eye of the public, where you have to walk into a polling location and say who you are. And if it seems like I'm passionate, I am.
Well, good.
I am passionate about this.
And I'm thankful you are. You want to go to the next box before we run out of time?
There were several anomalies, one in Bristol County, one in Middlesex County, the county that I'm running in. When we went to ask questions about these anomalies, marked reductions in Republican votes, we're told you have to go to the individual city and town. We don't have counties in Massachusetts. We have 351 cities and towns. You try to chase that in terms of gathering data and information, it's what's called a public records nightmare, and it's very hard to do. So people give up, and then when you don't get your request back, you have to file legal action, and that costs time and money.
Why does the Secretary of State of the Commonwealth promote legislation proven to enable, allow for,
the Secretary of State, days after our election in 2020, went on a media tour in Boston telling everyone how wonderful mail-in voting was without any real evaluation of the process whatsoever. I am a process management person. I worked inside the Postal Service as a senior manager. Let's examine the process. Let's peel the onion back, take a look at what the problems are, and fix them instead of disregard them to get a repeat in 2022, which is what we're seeing, and I'm deeply concerned.
And then this last one?
That's the decentralization. Again, you have to go through every individual city and town. It's really, really difficult to do.
And tell us again, you're running for U.S. Congress in what district?
Massachusetts 5th District. My website is Colarusso, C-O-L-A, 4-F-O-R, congress.com. And I'm running against the future Nancy Pelosi. And if you remember two things from this presentation, A, remember that. Also remember that I am fighting, and my campaign is fighting, to bring attention, oversight, and accountability and transparency to this election. I grew up on the Freedom Trail. Paul Revere's ride goes right through my district. We have to fix this where our country found its freedom, right in Massachusetts. If you can support me, bring more attention to this, by all means, go to my website, colarussoforcongress.com. I am not putting this mantle down until we get to the bottom of it.
Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Appreciate your passion, you. And that you're running. Thank you.